The Monday morning of May the 17th should have been peaceful, with most of the tourists gone for the summer. Palm Springs' retired residents were settling in for just another lazy weekend. That was until 10:52 a.m. when a massive explosion tore apart this quiet resort city. Once the dust cleared, the magnitude of the damage soon became very clear. A fertility clinic had been completely destroyed, and first responders were struggling to figure out how many people had been hurt. The initial investigation quickly traced the source of the damage to a silver sedan which had been parked just outside, but other than that, they were just in the dark. Little did they know that the tragedy had been months, if not years, in the making. This hadn't begun on the dark web or in a training camp in the Middle East. Instead, this homegrown act of violence had its roots in a website called Reddit. Most people already know Reddit as the self-proclaimed front page of the internet. While it's always different every day, it rarely actually changes. But behind the cat videos and the memes, Reddit is hiding a whole world of twisted communities full of disturbed individuals. And today, we're going to be looking at how Reddit is making more and more of these monsters. And to do so, we're going to be taking a look at five of the most weird and disturbing communities on Reddit, until we find out which one was behind the tragedy in Palm Springs. While our first community is probably more sad than disturbing, it really gives us an insight into how these kinds of subreddits work. The Short Guys subreddit is what it sounds like, a place for short men to discuss their experiences in life. On the other hand, it seems perfectly normal for men to vent about this online. They claim it's undeniable that height plays a role in how people are perceived, and it's generally much harsher for men. And while it doesn't matter to all women, there's a reason that Tinder's been trialing a height filter for premium users. But there's venting about getting dealt a worse hand in life, and then there's the Short Guys subreddit, as they've made this entire thing their whole identity. Both of the first top two posts from the past year summarize just how negative their mentality is. We can't even talk about what they're suggesting. Another top post implies that being tall is all you need in life, that if you aren't tall, you need to be what they think is perfect in every other way. Even then, you still will never be able to compete. This just gives you an idea of how self-defeating and horribly nihilistic this mentality in the community is. It's all reinforcing one idea that people who aren't over 6 feet have no reason to even try in life, which is absolutely insane. Getting deeper into the subreddit and reading all these daily posts highlights the effects of this kind of reinforcement. One user writes that he basically got called a creep for entering the staff break room. The post doesn't go into much detail on the actual story, but the second half does tell us what it meant to the user, echoing the ideas that the more popular posts hint at. Quote, if you're 5'5" like me and sub-5, your very existence is an affront to girls everywhere. It's ridiculous how innate and pure their hatred of short guys are. It must be written into their DNA to automatically despise short guys. If you're short, nothing you do will ever be right. And if you're tall, you can do no wrong. In the comments, other users agree with him and the resentment just oozes out. One commenter writes that this is why you stay away from women unless it's escorts. Another says, in a different timeline, I suggest reporting it, but she's female. Who are we kidding? Communities like this one are pure breeding grounds for this kind of resentment. Unlike some of the other ones we'll discuss later down the line, Short Guys has a kernel of truth at its core, as it's pretty clear that the users do face problems in their day-to-day lives because of their height, and they just see the entire West in a huge dating crisis, where the top percentile of men are taking all of the women, leaving them without any companionship and love, the fundamentals of a good life. So why even try? Or they've just had negative experiences that led to their interest in the sub to begin with. But if they start reading this sort of stuff regularly, and they're subscribed to this community, the constant barrage of negativity makes things seem so much worse. One person venting online gets turned into ammunition for hundreds of thousands of men to direct at themselves and their own self-image. What might have stayed as a small insecurity can take over someone's entire mental state, and once that's happened, it can be a much bigger obstacle to their happiness than their height ever was. While you can see how this community could incite a depressive worldview, it doesn't go as far as encouraging violence. Most of the time, the rage on show is projected inwards, and this wasn't the culprit in the Palm Springs disaster. But it isn't only the men who have these spaces on Reddit. Resentful and bitter women can also find like-minded people online, specifically on the female dating strategy subreddit. Today, the community is a husk of its former self. While it used to have thousands of active users, now it's just some mod posting podcast links every week or so. But how did the subreddit with over 250,000 users become so deserted? Well, as you'll find out, the community became such a toxic echo chamber that outgrew the limits of what Reddit would put up with. But before this was abandoned, abandoned, female dating strategy was advertised as a subreddit for women in the dating world. Unfortunately for any woman actually looking for help though, it never really gave them actual tips. Instead of actual help or advice, the majority of posts on the forum were about their problems with men instead. Pretty soon the advice on the subreddit became that you deserve everything you could ever want in a man. If men don't accept you as you are, then you aren't worth anything anyway. The prejudice was codified and transformed into a whole ideology, with its own buzz terms. You didn't talk about men on the subreddit anymore, instead they started calling them scroats. Users on the subreddit also put men in two categories, high value and low value. So what makes a high value man? Well, it's hard for them to pin down exactly. When someone asked them that question, this was the response they got. According to the top voter reply, a high value man is respectful, loyal, and faithful. They pay for dates as well as the rest of the relationship's costs. They're confident, reliable, they listen, they make lots of money while still spending all of their time with you. They appreciate you and they're obviously going to be conventionally attractive as well. This is just the beginning of their demands, and you can bet there are a whole lot more that they're not mentioning. If you're just missing even one, then you're a low value man. Low value men aren't worth dating according to the users on the subreddit. They aren't even worth acknowledging. The irony and hypocrisy of the subreddit is that the rest of the memes and posts are all about how women shouldn't have to conform to society or men's expectations. They deserve happiness and everything they could ever want from a partner without having to put the work in themselves. Eventually, all of this resentment on the subreddit became so toxic that the community self-imploded. Reddit had left the community alone for years because it matched their left-wing bias, but even they were getting close to shutting this down. So instead, the mods just did it for them, trying to migrate the community to a new website while leaving the old one intact. Now it's just locked down, with one of the old mods posting something every so often to keep anyone else from taking it over, but that's just about it. The Palm Springs disaster didn't come from this community either though. While the perpetrator had resentment and bitterness in common with this community, they weren't known as an active member. So instead, we need to go further to show how Reddit's echo chambers led to such a tragedy. As we get deep into Reddit's guts, the communities go from bitter and resentful to downright delusional. Welcome to the Tulupa subreddit. Now, what actually is a Tulupa? While specific definitions vary, the general idea remains the same. Remember when you were little and you had an imaginary friend? Picture creating a new friend in your head, only this time they won't just be imaginary. The users of the Tulupa subreddit are convinced they've created entirely separate people who live in their minds. According to them, they're just the hosts. Tulupas are completely separate individuals who have their own personalities, desires, preferences, and tastes. Now, the exact details vary from person to person. For some, you can expect that underneath what they say, they know it's all just in their heads. For others, it really seems that they're convinced Tulupas are real. Sometimes they'll even post as if it's the Tulupa talking. One of the top posts is written as if it's one Tulupa sending a message to all the others out there. But it reads though like they're trying to convince themselves more than anyone else. In their post, "You are not imaginary, you are real and you are valid," Tulupa's user Gress the Lexophile goes into excruciating detail. Quote, "In my original now lost post, I focused a lot on that word, imaginary. I focus on how we should distance ourselves from the word, from even using imaginary friends as a desperate attempt to make singlets understand, and how our experience is nothing merely imaginary. And now I feel a strong need to affirm these." Like other echo chambers we've already seen, they're creating new words to talk about people outside of the community. In this case, people without Tulupas are called singlets. The post continues with more of the same and ends with the lines, "We are not imaginary, we are real, we are valid, and we will continue being so no matter what may come." At this point, you might be thinking that none of this can actually be true. Thousands of people can't possibly believe in all of this. Or maybe you're just jaded enough that you're willing to accept Redditors latching on to absolutely anything. Those were the thoughts of one user. Using a throwaway account, they made a post on the sub asking, "Please don't take offense in this, but are you guys for real? Do you guys seriously feel this way, or are you just one-upping each other when it comes to roleplay?" They didn't get a concrete answer because it varies from person to person, but the top comment reflects this, with a single user writing that, "I know people going back years who have had some form of a Tulupa. I noticed different speech patterns, different handwriting, like and dislike of different foods. Here I believe there are some legit people like that person, but I also feel like there are some people who think the idea of having a Tulupa is cool and trendy." Others echo the sentiment while also trying to get the original poster to see things their way. Ultimately, it doesn't really matter that lots of people might be roleplaying or posting ironically. It's almost certain a proportion of the users aren't in on the joke. And if they can't tell and they buy into this, then eventually what used to be a joke can become a mixture of fact and fiction over time. In the case of Tulupas, it might seem pretty harmless. While it might be strange, it doesn't really matter if people have imaginary friends or that they think they are real. However, the sub still reinforces people with serious mental health delusions, which is something that Reddit is full of in 2025. But it's probably not a good enough reason to ban the subreddits. You can't imagine it fueling a kind of Green Goblin situation. And while the perpetrator of Palm Springs was delusional, he wasn't a Tulupas user either. There's a subreddit for everything, and that includes illicit substances. Whilst more of the more popular subreddits on this are focused on prevention, harm reduction, and addiction treatment, those aren't the only communities available. There are also a ton of different subreddits focused on active users. People who don't want to stop and want to talk about their experiences with other active users. Some of these communities can blur the line between helpful and actually harmful, while others are almost certainly enabling addiction. There are some for alcohol, others are for harder substances. One of these focused on a certain white powder that is particularly dangerous, which, for the purposes of the video, we'll call the Content Guidelines subreddit. In the community, lots of the dangers of snorting content are openly acknowledged. People will make posts talking about how expensive it is or how dangerous this can be. They'll talk about famous people who've all fallen victim to this, or they'll even tell their own stories of friends and family members who lost their lives to this. But while all of that is going on, the subreddit also normalizes that lifestyle as well. Take this post, one of the top from the past year, where the user has taken a picture from an airport bathroom. You can imagine lots of the community being taken in by the novelty of this, but it's actually incredibly dangerous even compared to regular use. First is getting past airport security and all the potentially life-ruining risks associated with that. That wasn't the only danger. You've got to scroll quite far down the thread on Reddit to see it. Most people who are just reading the title and the picture wouldn't notice a dire warning from a now deleted account. Quote, once the plane reaches cruising altitude, the oxygen available in the air drops from around 21% to about 15%. This doesn't affect healthy people, but if you're putting your arteries and heart through vasoconstriction, then your heart is going to have even less oxygen carried to it through your blood. And a quick Google confirms all of this is true. They even know someone who passed away because of this. He was a long-term user and didn't realize that his arteries were already quite tight. Combine that with the 24-hour lingering effects of his last binge and the reduced oxygen in flight, a fatal heart attack then followed. So other than promoting medically dangerous behavior, the subreddit also gives you a window into what its users' lives are actually like. Another top post from the past year shows a picture of someone using the substance whilst also gambling online at the same time. While some of the comments try to warn him, others are asking questions and trying to replicate his experience. The post sums up what this community has become. While it's still enabling and dangerous, the community also has the same vibe as the last hour of the party. Nearly everyone has gone home and left already. The sun is coming up, you can hear the birds outside, and people are already going outside for work. But even as crazy and dangerous as these communities are in 2025 though, this wasn't the one that inspired the act of destruction in Palm Springs. Instead, that story begins with an unlikely candidate, a subreddit called Child Free. So let's dive right in. The first thing you'll notice is that Child Free is the largest community we've talked about so far with a staggering 1.5 million subscribed users. At first, the community seems harmless. While they don't give much away, the subreddit describes itself as a place for those who do not have and do not want to ever have children. The most popular posts go into detail about the benefits of not having kids. Lots of them are just screenshots of tweets that make jokes about it. Like this one about how much money you can save, or this one about all the free time you can have. For the top post, you've got the same reinforcing memes and Twitter screenshots we've grown to expect. The real juicy posts are found in the day-to-day discussion. Here we see just how depressive and nihilistic the ideology they're pushing really is. One fairly popular post, KeyOpinion1700, poses a cheery question. Our extinction is inevitable, so why are we prolonging it? He continues in the post saying that we're all gonna die and as a species go extinct at some point, and with the way the world is heading, it might be soon. While we're no strangers to pessimism here, they took it a bunch further. This is accepted as scripture in antinatalism that there is absolutely no point in life whatsoever. They think that having kids makes you responsible for their future suffering. Another post made a day later is titled Birth, a guaranteed death sentence. Two people in my life recently had kids, the post begins. I physically felt discomfort that they were delighted, even knowing they will die at some point and suffer along the way. Just so weird to me knowingly have kids that will die. These horrible, nihilistic posts are everywhere on the subreddit, and you can imagine the terrible effects reading this every single day would have on your mental health. In fact, you don't even have to imagine it. We've already seen the results. So finally, let's come full circle and get back to the tragedy in Palm Springs. After a massive investigation, the FBI concluded concluded that the explosion had been the work of one guy, Edward Bartkus. On May 17th, Edward had driven the explosive device to a fertility clinic in Palm Springs where IVF embryos were being stored. He succeeded in destroying the clinic, but miraculously nobody else other than the perpetrator lost their lives in the attack. A few people in the clinic or who were nearby at the time of the explosion suffered minor injuries, but that was it. When the FBI got deeper into the case, they found that Edward had been motivated by an anti-life ideology, incredibly similar to the one discussed in antinatalism. In fact, he had gone one step further, posting to and reading a subreddit called Ethelism. Named by reversing the word life to signifying their opposition to it, the Ethelism community was an even more extreme version of antinatalism. They believed that non-existence was preferable to existing, and clearly this laid the foundations for Edward's violent delusions. Other like-minded extremists he had met online had seemingly encouraged him. One even supplied him with the ingredients to make the device, and he has since been arrested by Polish police and deported to the US. Today, in large part because of Edward's crimes and his connection to the community, it has been banned, but all the other communities that got him into that space are still alive and well, which is why we see Reddit making monsters all the time. Naturally, these other subreddits don't acknowledge the link at all really. Mentioning it will almost likely get you banned by moderators, and Reddit itself is instrumental in enabling these destructive communities and these deranged Redditors. Especially when they match the overwhelming left-wing bias on the site, they often stick around for years, polluting people's minds. It's only when tragedy strikes that Reddit does the bare minimum, but hopefully our journey today through these disturbing communities will show you what to look out for in the future. While it might seem like you could never fall for them yourself, always beware of groupthink and stay skeptical of these weird niche communities. Denialism is far more dangerous than you could think.